हरे कृष्णा, डोंट बी टू गुड फॉर योर ओन गुड. समटाइम्स वी ट्राई टू बिकम आइडियलिस्टिक इन अ इम्प्रैक्टिकल वे एंड वी थिंक दैट आई विल डू एब्सोल्यूटली नथिंग रॉन्ग. अच्छा, एस्पिरेशन इज गुड, बट वी नीड टू टेम्पर आवर एस्पिरेशन विथ अवेयरनेस ऑफ रियालिटी. Arjuna, at the start of the Bhagavad Gita, was hankering for such a idyllic or utopian world where he could avoid violence, where he could avoid bloodshed entirely, especially the bloodshed against his relatives. So now Krishna speaks the whole Bhagavad Gita, and in the 18th chapter, he tells Arjuna that Sarvarambha hi doshena धुमेनाग्निरिवावृत सहजम कर्म कौन्तेय सदोषमपि न त्यजेत सर्वारंभा हि दोषेन धुमेनाग्निरिवावृत. सो ही सेज सहजम कर्म कौन्तेय दैट विथ वर्क इट्सेल्फ सदोषमपि न त्यजेत. फॉल्ट इज बॉर्न एंड देयरफॉर डोंट गिव अप द वर्क बिकॉज ऑफ अपि न त्यजेत सर्वारंभा हि दोषेन. ऑल वर्क is covered with fault. Dhumena agnirivavrutaha, just as fire is covered by smoke. So if we expect everything to be perfect, then that is an unrealistic expectation. Just as when we light fire, if we expect that to be only fire and no smoke, it doesn't work like that. There is often fire, smoke, and then as we work our way through the smoke, enduring the smoke, then we get to the fire, and the fire can be put to constructive use in sacrifices or for cooking or for warming oneself or whatever. So just as smoke accompanies fire, similarly faults accompany work, and we need to acknowledge that there will be faults. We cannot live utterly idealistically. If we try to be too good for our own good, here our own good doesn't mean a self-centered way of looking for out for only for our vested interests. It means what is conducive for our overall growth and well-being. So if we become too idealistic about things, if Arjuna became idealistic thinking, oh, I will not fight a war, but he may not fight, but his opponents are going to fight. And it is if he allows his opponents to fight unfettered without opposing them, then they will overrun his army. They will not only kill him. He may say that I can become a martyr, but the point is not just his losing his life, but afterwards his opponents are adharmic, and if they gain power, and if there are no opposing dharmic forces for restricting them, then they will become. Outrageously vicious, utterly adharmic, and that will be a colossal loss to society. People will suffer because of the exploitative, selfish, manipulative rulers. So for his higher duty, Arjuna needs to recognize that we live in an imperfect world and we cannot be perfect. So we should not try to be too good for our own good, but rather recognizing that this is the imperfect world, we need to recognize that we cannot always stick to our ideals, but we should stick to our purposes. And if for fulfilling the purpose is to establish dharma, to establish the rule of virtue. Now, one aspect of morality is also to not fight against one's relatives, to at least not, if the fight is there, just resolve it amicably, not have a public confrontation. But there is no alternative here for Arjuna. If he has to fulfill the purpose of establishing dharma, he has to fight, because the opposite side is bellicose and obstinate and recalcitrant. So therefore, Krishna tells Arjuna, when we live in a broken world, do not expect perfection at every step. Keep the right goal and then adjust things in a way that goal is achieved. So if we try to be idealistic, then we live in denying the reality of this world, that it is an imperfect place, it is a broken place, and rather than accepting things as they are with their faults and then moving beyond the faults to the good. If we accept good right in the beginning, then we may well end up doing bad for ourselves and as well as for others. This of course does not mean that we can just take this verse as a license for any kind of wrongdoing because our purpose is right. No, we should try our best to act through virtuous means as much as possible. Just as the Pandavas tried their best to resolve the conflict amicably, even Krishna himself went as the peace messenger. But when no amicable resolution was possible, then violence was what was necessary and violence was what was mandated by Krishna. Similarly, we should try all normal, proper means which are in harmony with our ideals for solving the problems. But if that doesn't work out, then we shouldn't expect utopia, but recognize reality and realistically work towards fulfilling the purposes that we need to fulfill in our service to Krishna and other living beings in relationship with Him. Thank you. Hare Krishna.